khona we are living a victorious life sithi ingawe lento uyabona nje nanokuthi amandla akuwe take back your power and don't delegate anything else omunye umuntu don't give anybody else your responsibility to live your life and how to feel and how to yabona nje as ukuthi you are responsible for your life egameni lika Jesu njengoba nginithembisile ukuthi today we're going to speak about difficult conversations but we just decided namhlanje ukuthi before to realize a difficult conversation has already been covered through our boundaries njengoba sasikhulumile last time but again ukuze mhlambe sinikhumbuze kancane ukuthi what is it that we're talking about we're just going to flood through it ukuthi you know what when you want to confront something it's important to put boundaries and also it's important to when you're confronting wenza lezi zinto lezi ezilandelayo ukuthi you must amathuluzi number 1 ukuthi make it easy to talk with someone make it safe for that person you're confronting ukuthi naye akhulume that is you must also listen to number 2 ukuthi you must listen kungabi ngawe kuphela ukuzokhuluma ukhuluma but also give an opportunity yokuthi lo muntu naye akwazi ukuthi akhulume indaba yakhe because every time mangabe kukhulunywa there are two sides of the story when we are confronting someone by the way sisikhulume ngale ndaba is because ubaba unene had asked us ukuthi sikhulume about women who are arrogant and not respecting their husbands ukuthi you know what this person who's regarded as arrogant also has a valid point why she's doing what she's doing and it is important that you as a person who feels was being offended that you give that person an ear and listen with authenticity and listen without interrupting ukuthi uthini and also understand ukuthi yini layisho tool number 3 eyokuthi adopt the yes adopt the yes and stance okay so chaza ukuthini lokho the essence of the yes and concept is to validate that both your views of the situation and that of the other person have value and you do not have to choose which one is right of which that one is very difficult because when we talk about ourselves and feeling our pain is that we are right and you are wrong you are my enemy I don't like you yeah but I want to hate you I want to feel the pain I want you to feel the pain that I'm feeling but it shouldn't be like that when we confront somebody it shouldn't be ukuthi we want to bash them down and then we want to cause them pain but it should be about restoring a relationship and also go to a point where we feel ukuthi I love you so much and I want this thing to work and then tool number 4 will be listen to recognize your story to separate impact and intent so what does that mean okay we tell ourselves stories when we add meaning to another's behavior without checking if our conclusions are right we spoke about this ukuthi when you see somebody mhlambe a withdrawer then you will say we are withdrawer kanti no usacabanga lento eyishoyo so now we tend to give meaning to a behavior of somebody instead of allowing them to tell us ukuthi what is that behavior all about we can use the I statement as we discussed later ukuthi when you are quiet manje I feel like you are withdrawing what is it happening and then you give an opportunity to that person ukuthi at explain ukuthi behavior yakhe imayelana nani and also believe that person when they tell you what the behavior is all about then to assume your own conclusion and think that your own conclusions are right without wanting to listen to the other person of what he or she wants to say this needs to be practice and once you get the hang of it also have patience yokuthi laba abanye phela abayifundanga lento wena osuyifundile abay understand lento osuyiunderstanda so iba nepatience ukuthi phela ubafundise nabo noma walk with them along with them so that they will understand and also understand ukuthi bona basangaqhubeka benza amaphutha nawe kadwenza ngenxa ukuthi they don't have the information that you have okay and then mase kuba impact na mase tool number 5 use the I messages we did cover that also ukuthi make the story about you not necessarily about that person. Don't play the blame game. Number six, to focus on contribution, not blame. When you make another person as if we are born when it's your fault, you are bad, you are useless, then there's nothing that you're going to get out a constructive from that confrontation while you are having those difficult conversation. But make sure that you are a contributor. When we say contributing, it means make sure that whatever conversation that you are having is constructive. Amen. So before you jump into a difficult conversation, spend some private time to identify the difficulty and acknowledge different points of view. We did discuss that. And then we say, be certain this is a conversation that is worth having. Sometimes corners using so that you can decide, because you know what, let us let this thing go. It's not important. And when you teach yourself to let go, it becomes easier. As in into, they don't even need to be discussed. That is why in my meditation that I created, I have a place where I say there are things that I don't need to say, that I feel I should have said, but I'm letting them go because they are in the past. Then I know from now, starting from now, whatever I say has value, and whatever I say, who clear and understand that I have the ability to communicate and express myself. And when we place ourselves in that mode, in that stand, then whenever you have to speak, people will understand you and you will be clear going forward. So let go. Amen. Okay. Another thing, invite the other person to talk with you. Emphasize your interest in working well together. Start the conversation by seeking first to understand, then to be understood. And then, you know what? Seek to understand. Let me understand you first. Uguze nawuzong understand. We discussed that in so much length. Instead of just say, hear me, mean I don't care about hearing you, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. That is why we have what we have. Even in nations, if they were applying this, understand, as much as Israel is the chosen nation, but these are the people. Even God, when he was speaking to Ishmael, he said to Hagar, hambo hlala laphan. Yesu lokhuza uSara uqoshile, but mina ngoba uyingane kaAbraham ungowami, so ke ngizokuprovide ngamanzi. God provided Ishmael, but people are failing to understand that. They are failing. Bafuna ukuthi nje kwazeke bona. We are being driven by fear as much as anything else. But imagine a world that has no fear, where people are understanding each other. But ngeke ngibuze sifinyelela kanjani lapho, ngoba abanye babo abantu baphile emazweni la kuliwa khona for a long time. It's like bekuyaliwa ever since they were born. It's like the only thing that they know ukuthatha izinto ngendluzulu. But I guess I'm calling uNkulunkulu ukuthi usikhulumile ngesikhathi sokuthula, about 1,000 years ukuthula, ukuthi leso sikhathi sizofika and we are going to experience it. Okay. And then share your own point of views, your intention. Point of views, your intention and your feelings. Okay. Talk about the future and what can happen differently, so that you don't end up in the same place. And then thank the other person for allowing you within Kuluminai. Okay, the core here was when you're having a difficult conversation, taking the example kababu unen, you could feel this was a sensitive issue, at least when yake. But when he has to confront, or that person he was talking about, maybe on behalf, if they have to confront the other person that they were complaining about, they need to understand they want to build la. It's not necessarily to demolish lo munye umuntu just because when he mistake or behave ngendlela yena believe ukuthi i wrong. Another thing, abanye abantu babehave ngalendlela ababehave ngayo ingenxa yokuthi bakhuliswe kanjalo, abanye is because of ama fears abanawo. Just had a conversation nje nomunye untombazane ethi ukhule ekhaya every day ubaba eshaya umama, every day until umama naye wazwafunda naye ufuna le ashaye. So ukhule ekhaya kushawana, and uthi my express uthi ngine anger ongayazi, and ngibe ne anger destructive. Because this person only knows anger, only knows ama outburst, akakwazi okunye. So now when she needs to learn something new, which by default we are created ukuthi sibe abantu aba enjoy, like who are built for love, built for joy, for peace. We are built for those things by default. But when a person gets born and then learns that, they tend to follow that behavior. I remember, ukuthi, there is this scientist that I like so much. He was talking about ukuthi kwenziwe experiment where amachwane enkukhu athi mayezalwa, amachwane enkukhu tend to imitate whatever they see when they are born. Then if umama eseduzane azolandela umama la eyangakhona. Uma ngabe ethe ezalwa abona umuntu azo tend to follow umuntu lo ambonile ngesikhathi kade ezalwa. Then ukuthi then they were doing this experiment ukuthi i-robot kwenziwe i-robot athi mayizalwa la machwane lawa, then i-robot belilokhu lihamba uzigzag yabo kule ndawo le, amachwane abona le robot alandela lona nje lokhu ehamba ne-robot. But what is amazing is that bathe mase bewasusa amachwane bawayisa kwi-cage bahlalisa khona, ukukhala kwamachwane kwaphazamisa ukuhamba kwe-robot. I-robot lagcina selingasakwazi ukuhamba ngo-zigzag, lagcina seliza ngala amachwane khona. Bethi imagine ukuthi the unity yamachwane no-attacher kwawo erobotini was able to influence i-robot. But they just cannot explain that. But what they can explain ukuthi kunokuxhumana, like there is this electromagnetic that exists even in 20 pillars. Everything that lives has an electromagnetic, a presence that we carry. Okay, so now when somebody is born in a toxic family or toxic involved in a toxic relationship, that's the only thing they know until they decide to behave differently or become somebody else but transform. This is the only thing they know. That is why we always say, even akubantu abasaza ufuna ukushada, ukuthi don't only be attracted by shape yomzimba womuntu, bheka phela ne behavior yakhe, bheka phela ukuthi reacta kanjani may reacta nezimo, bheka phela ukuthi ubuka kanjani mayibuki may perception yakhe. Because another thing, when we are in relationship with people, we tend to believe which people will see things that we see. But we don't have the same information. We have not been shaped by the same things. We are born even ama characters to our fan. Masukuba khona lento lesi ngikhohle igama layo, temperament, ukuthi indlela esizalwe ngayo, like in nature yomuntu, khona ozalwa yabe loud, abe extrovert, khona ozalwa yabe introvert, omunye abe slow. Those are temperaments, izinto ozalwa nazo. Mase kuba khona okunye influence ukuthi uthe ma uzalwa waso influence wayini ekwi environment yakho to shape you. You know what, asifani. So but human nature tends to think ukuthi wonke umuntu ufuna lacabange njengawe. But once we can receive that and allow it to be engraved in our spirit and our soul and our mind, ukuthi no other person will see things like you. Maybe we can agree on some things, but not everything. Ekameni lika Jesu. So once we allow that, we will allow people to be themselves. And when people are expressing themselves, we will have this. So, okay, I'm right, and now right laukon. I love it when I talk about perception. Ukuthi kwabe ku six laphansi. Wow, six, according to umuntu ukuthi umiphi. Lo somewhere on the other direction, opposite direction, wayibonela 9. Yabona, do you think those people are wrong? Both they are right, standing where they are standing. When I realized that, and when I was exercising that internally, of which takes us to a self-talk and a monologue, the things that we say ourselves to ourselves. When I thought about that and started telling myself and having this self-talk with myself, nothing I understand is, oh, okay, it's okay. When people don't see things like me, it's okay. If this person say this is a 6, I mean, I see a 9, let me go and stand where they are standing. Probably I will also see, I will also see nami u 6. If ngingekho arrogant, nginga drive by ego, yokuthi it me and me alone. And if into ikuyikwe issue imina, then you're right. There are people who are like that, unfortunately, that will never bend. Even no matter where wrong, they will never apologize because they are driven by whatever that's driving them. And then now let us go to self-talk ke into ezokwazi ukuthi kusize lana when it comes to difficult conversation ukuthi practice take incwadi ye boundaries and also from that book of boundaries by John and Henry John Townsend and Henry Cloud, they also wrote a book by Difficult Conversation, which was born from Ama Boundaries, that tells you to finale wenzenjani when you're dealing with Ama conversation that difficult. Same people, go and study those books and then don't rush anywhere and apply them and influence it. If maybe you are not the reading type, we are here to help you. By the way, I am a professional life coach. I can coach you. If you want to find out more information, you can just contact me or maybe DM La Kuka Radio and ask for a coaching session. Then we'll be able to go to city, walk with you, and we'll give you more information about ama cost of ama sessions. Amen. Amen. So let's talk about self-talk. Self-talk is the voice that speaks inside you. I don't think Kukuti, there is ever a time where this voice does not exist in your mind, because this voice, even normal quiet, it speaks inside just to give the mind that meaning, what is it that is happening in the environment. So now most people, like manje, they tend to have this negative voice that speaks inside them. Egcina isibenza ukuthi babe depressed. Recently just somebody wrote to me and say, I'm so depressed because there is a voice inside me that says I'm good for nothing, I'm a failure, yabo, I'm a loser, yabo, yonke leyonto. And obviously this person is not feeling well and she's feeling like giving up and things are not working well in impilweni yakhe. So it's self-talk, when we call it, we also call it UNCO, was just sharing with me, with self-talk, it's also called a monologue, where you are able to talk with yourself and talk sense with yourself and ask yourself, why is Utapsile behaving the way she's behaving? Why is she thinking the way she is thinking? Why are you so angry, Manji? Yabon? Like, for instance, when we are talking about this issue which brought us here, you would see this here is a wife. She's misbehaving. She's arrogant. She is masculine. And then when, as Muntres Lisa, maybe you are angry. Now, so decide to go to your waka in, ask yourself, why are you behaving like that? Okay? No wife, now we can ask her, Uguti, you know what? Let her ask yourself, why am I behaving like this? Why am I aggressive? Why am I easily irritated, noma easily reactive? Once you ask yourself those questions, ingqondo tends to take whatever questions that you are asking and then work on them to give you an answer. That is why it's important also, but you don't just ask yourself questions that you're not ready to abe manifested. The other time we asked ourselves, no, Baba, I wonder what we want to have a mabese pogisin lela senkontolo kufila ganja nukuba la payad. We were just watching a movie, if I'm not mistaken, kukulumu muntu o kwa kuyi indaba umuntu se pogisin. And we had that conversation, not realizing what with us asking that question, our mind and our spirits and the universe just get to work, because we didn't say ukuthi siyadlala, just got to work ukuthi le umbuzo wethu wenze njani ufufuleke futhi uphenduleke. All of a sudden sangenelwa igebengu, zabanjwa igebengu, sayithola sesimi ebhokisini lasenkantolo, sasesiyezwa ukuthi kunjani ukuma ebhokisini lasenkantolo. But at that time sasesikhohliwe, sakhumbula late ukuthi oh konje sake sabuza umbuzo njalo. We need to ask yourself the right question when you are talking to yourself. And also another thing that you need to do is to pay attention to this critical voice that pulls you down, and also work on create another self-talk that is going to be more powerful than this voice. Yes, iqiniso lokuthi uma ngabe you've been so much critical in your life in terms of angiluto, I'm a failure, izinto zami ayilungi, ngiyabheda, uNkulunkulu akanandaba nami. sometimes lezo zinto awuzisho nabantu but uyazisho ngaphakathi kuwena yabona why mina ngimubi angithandeki angikho interesting zonke lezo zinto lezo they are destroying you and if you keep them running they are going to take you into the grave so now that's not what you want they are going to make your life miserable they are going to make you feel stuck and most people they are blaming environment and circumstances not realizing they are the one who are causing impilo zabo ukuthi zibe njalo so now if you are paying attention to that negative inner voice that is speaking with you create manje another voice that is going to bring focus and stability phezu kwempilo yakho maybe by saying challenging those statements that are being questioning those statements that are being spoken by critical voice within you jokuthi nje anginto yalutho then buzu mase uyibuzo really really anginto yalutho because it's not you who's saying that it's just the voice of an enemy and you just need to not agree with that voice so really but mina what I know is that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made and uNkulunkulu unecebo ngempilo yami kungamnyama manje but my story this is not what I'm saying my story is not what I'm saying right now my story is 1 2 3 4 mesusi yasazi ke story sakho usisho ke ne story sakho nento ufuna ukuthi yenzeke empilweni yakho because everybody who exists emhlabeni une desire unamaphupho onawo wakhulume kama people akho wakhulume ukuze uoppose le voice ekhuluma ngaphakathi kwena and also another thing that you can do is to create a slogan that will work especially ngiyengayi cover lento last week ukuthi when you have a slogan my slogan these days sithi life is beautiful life is great and life is beautiful that is what I say most of the time during the day as even when ngifuna ukuphefumula and I want to sigh that is what I say but it wasn't this slogan I wasn't using this slogan before esinye bengisebenzisa ngangithi konke kusebenzelana kube ukuhle okay then there was a time when I would say that when I feel like I'm feeling discouraged or kuna leyo voice le ezongibuza imibuzo ngibe ngazi ukuthi izong discourage and then I would say all works for good yabona all works for good to those who are called for God's purpose. I may not understand what is happening right now, but everything works good for good. And there was a point, a time la ngisebenzisa khona islogan esithi okuhle nomusa ke ngilandela imihla yonke yokuphila kwami. And at the time ila ngidila khona nomoya wokufa la uthola ukuthi kukhona ivoice ethi ngizofa. Yabona nje it's like my life is going to be short and then I would say, you know what? Okuhle nomusa ke ngilandela imihla yonke yokuphila kwami. And when I say that I already know ukuthi lelozwi lelo likherishani when I'm saying it I'm just saying a sentence but I know it means my life is long it means everything good is coming into my life it means I'm favored it means my life is beautiful until I transitioned ngempela njengoba manje sengithi ke my life is great and beautiful because sengikuleyo ndawo where I can really really say that it wouldn't have helped me ukuthi ngalesa sikhathi ngideclare ngithi my life is great and my life is beautiful ngibe ngingakuzwa ngaphakathi ngingavumelani but make sure that when you are creating a slogan it's a slogan that uplifts you in that moment don't say something that you do not believe but say something that you believe okay yeah so and also self talk yakho like when we talk about the internal dialogue the monologue that you speak to yourself is also asking ukuthi why am I behaving like this the good and the bad okay why am I thinking like this the good and the bad why am I believing ama beliefs lawo engwakhule engwakholelwa kona of which sometimes people believe on things that they don't know ukuthi bakholelwa kuzona they are just driven autopilotically imayikhona into enjalo on autopilot being driven by ama beliefs amanye ama beliefs abo abenza babe stuck and limited Why am I feeling like I'm feeling like all of a sudden you're feeling sad you're feeling depressed ask yourself ukuthi why is Thapsile why are you Thapsile feeling like this and then when you ask those questions then you'll find ukuthi answer izoqhamuka because ingqondo isihlale njalo curious and interested ukuthi ifune uku-answerisha ama-questions or now. But when you're asking crappy questions like why bengangithandi, then ingqondo ayinayo answer yalokho ukuthi why bengakuthandi. Nalokho izospina nje spine, and then maso suthola ukuthi so overworked because you are overthinking ngento engenayo answer. But maybe you can ask yourself ukuthi what can I do so that relationship yami naye lo muntu lo obungambuza lo mbuzo, obungazibuza wena lo mbuzo ukuthi why ngangithandi, what can I do so that our relationship can be in a good stand? Then you have given your mind an assignment to go and work with something rather than to ask bad questions that are going to make you to rotate in a cycle within an endless loop where you're going to end up being confused and depressed. Egameni lika Jesu. Why am I talking about so zocela mhlambe no Nkhona ayazo share naye point of view yakhe since naye he did research on this. I did love indakade echaza why we are encouraging you to have self talk is because sometimes ezinye izinto esiblame kwabanye abantu, those are the things that we talked them to ourselves, and then must say a projector labo bantu lab. Like for instance, nje akangithandi, you are the one who saying that. You find the other person didn't say that. You just looked at their behavior or in their outside a way of doing things, and then you jumped into a conclusion. But you are the one who's saying that. But it feels easy when it's projected to somebody else. Now ask yourself, why am I saying that? What is it that I've seen lo muntu enza ukuze ngisho njalo? Another thing that is very helpful is when you're writing down, which when you write something down that you are telling to yourself, sometimes when you elevate to going writing down, you realize you say, what a crappy thing that I was thinking. It's not even real, it's a lie. Because when you have to write it down, manje, then once you want, oh, I was wasting my time because I can't even write it down. But it was just empowering that negative behavior just to think. So by Queen of the Palace, eating yagutanda. And then in Vawa Lokogu and Kuzobes Chelage is side lacking as in him hijack, but K, Tampo Bezo Sugang Balegel, but as old Kaza in the Vaya monologue in his perspective. Ekameni lika Jesu.
Yamthanda sonwa sami. Lulu liwa.
how you do the things that you do, it's not gonna work well. Tin, when I end call up.
Greetings to everyone who's watching and listening. And we say Kazilo Umama, I am Enko, Mtlalane Kwa Khumalo. Regards to the topic, I'm Mhlanje, in a monologue, it's actually having a long conversation with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
A conversation on knowing yourself,
mm-hmm.
In terms of having questions within. Like, why do I do this? What happens to me when I feel like this? Is it busy things again that most of the time I'm feeling angry? Like, and I was talking earlier, Uguti, I used to notice, I had to notice, even if the Benga doesn't really notice, due to Ugutu Mama spoke about, Uguti Namchal is going to talk about having a difficult conversation. So, Emmanuel helps you to discover yourself, knowing Uguti, Jongoba Sengila Manji.
Yeah.
I mentioned I was like irate because I remember in grade 2 when my class teacher, Miss Oaks, spoke about Ishmael Abrams. And that's when oh, she's naming about on radio because about so my kala lapo, there's something like this. I have radio, but now I don't know where to start. It's a privilege because Dr. Sonim saw me, which is Estabangela. So yeah, it came to that point, you would see. And now I'm given to okay, so Tabangela rate, oh, is it a final lazy? And it also comes to a point, you would see, la, Tapamuenza Kona, is it now I expect to go to my was of Zenza? No man is it the only trial of Zenza?
Yeah.
Like waking up in the morning, it's me okay, in your routine, you would see. Mina, it will go in the range. Mang Huang get over, but unveiling soon, veiling top, but making a vogue and Jingaveling at open, getting against the loot. Like, so will come in and it's how, yes, is it a finalist? So, like,
so Cooper Wako Manga Vele Gwenze and Jay, who should prophetic
Gingis and Gisholanjal, Gisholanjal, because it just happens with, oh, yes, go Vele, Cooper Conindian, and the thing I expected. So, like having those questions when it's okay right now and job I'm feeling easy peasy got meaning to a good reason doesn't get to feel angry. Like I know what to mean every time in cape myself for 6 7 and got to guessing into the game. I know it's okay imu damn you set around done which isn't really gospel it's all shoot me not like the creature the among the things you start ganje like this is the reason ziguazilu like in a monologue help me to know Oguti, like when you're a person you need to know yourself and you don't have to project yourself. It helps you to have a conversation to keep Mina and Dubang Mutuanji and Zuguts and Zuguts and Zuguts and Zuguts. Okay, I understand Gutomuntu we are Tanda when the entity.
Yeah.
But see Lapo, you're projecting yourself actually. Because Lao Corner it's because we're not Ulao Corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mina and Gitatenga Ibuanga Leonjin. It's not like you're having bad conversation about yourself. The coin isn't there positive. But now, if you're negative, I think in Kapilo, you guide to okay, where now I'm a boundaries actually. Where now, Uhambu Trinela, Kota, Uhamba, Ilbanga, Elinara.
But if you're so Enko, most people like me, as I do counseling.
Right.
Sunday, I was talking to people who have a negative dialogue inside them. Today I was receiving messages with people like having voices telling them what they are not good enough. So now when it seems like it's easy for you to have the directive voice that tells you it's okay, this is what I want to see in my life, da, 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 da. But were you like that
like this way before?
I
don't think so because and I'm getting a moment to attend our cabin's catastrophe. And sometimes it happens, it's in cabin given negative, given give a positive, missing his cut. But see, a corner langing cabin corner is in the Okuluman gas. Most of the time, where I'm Okuluman going to Evas Lula in Gondo Moon. Man, it's really Lula as in camping. When I talk to Chep is more wood, what's a position of me. So I'm getting cabin about is it always from this season in such a way that. I remember the since Kati, Uti, when you're in a bad situation, it doesn't mean you should tell your mind what this is bad. Okay, it is bad, but think about something positive.
Yeah.
ngase ngangikwi nightmare actually uma ngilele ithi mhibo ba akumuveki akwenze kuluthi let me know, let me take this. So I thought of myself driving a fancy car that I did not even think of. So mange drive imoto nje ngithi seng enjoy khamba ngayo sekumnandi vele ngiphaphama kodwa ngiphaphama ngisabambe ngithi how this thing works. So you see ukuthi
so how did you do that? Did you make up your mind before you fall asleep? Ukuthi this is what you're going to do in the dream?
No, it actually when I was dreaming. So this thing happens and then manje akusamuveki.
Yeah.
So mase ngasamuveki then ngaphuma la ekutheni ukuthi khona ngiyastruggleish. Ngangena ngala engidrive khona imoto. So uma ngidrive imoto ngiyazisa ukuthi ngibambekile.
Yeah.
But ngiyaphuma ngalapho ngifocusa ngala emotweni.
Okay.
Ngithe mase ngisemotweni sekumnandi sengithi I like this car. Sengiba advanced to get more dudes okay. When you open, when you touch this, this happens.
Okay.
Abo sengi la ako ishiga papa. Mangit, oh, ile entele, banje bengkuma kule ente, njoba tengene kule. So zite finale zuguti, njoba watu shuti, a lot of people suffer from inactivity.
Yes.
So I think, mabe nga lela kulu mama about what he used to tell us. They can also learn from those things. Because I understand, utumi yungu, mkondu wake, su safarishe with depression. But at the same time, it doesn't mean for ukuthi uphume enkingeni so evacuation ngelinye ba I don't believe in that because you know, it doesn't work for me actually. So I think ukululeka komqondo womuntu that what helps actually.
Yes. And also what is very promising ukuthi ingqondo ngiyayithanda lento ukuthi okay abakubona abalaleli njengoba lapha thi ngiyakushutha la so post right. That so if you don't to check his ukuthi changes so ningqondo injalo.
Exactly.
There was a belief before in science ukuthi ingqondo once it damaged but right. They realized ukuthi ingqondo is plastic, it's like you can change it to what you want it to be. So those people who are negative, if they can invest time to themselves rather than ukuthi bafune other people or other circumstances to come and change izimo zabo, okay, by committed thing, mina I'm going to work on myself. Ingqondo adapts to what you do in terms by thinking. Ngishonjalo, your thoughts, that's the dialogue okhuluma ngayo, it's actually a talk that changes your mind.
Yes.
And the more you talk about isn't it positive, and also even noma isimo kusona si negative, and affirm yourself and give yourself hope, then ingqondo ibisiyashintsha.
Exactly.
Over time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because yeah, I can tell about ingqondo ukuthi na ingqondo like I think uphethe umzimba because if ingqondo ikhathele nomzimba uyakhathala most of the time.
Yes.
So yeah, about dealing nengqondo more especially because we can talk about the inner monologue, but if ingqondo ilimele your own health like ukuthi what to process. Like ama meditations I used to attend obviously because I'm swing seven. Sometimes mowuthi relax, touch this, like there is something that happens. Like when you touch your mind, like you feel relaxed. So the more you relax, like if you can teach yourself to think positive, doing like investing on positivity, as you're saying, it's okay, I'm being positive, okay, mangiswala, like let me just start something new, something fresh, like let me change my routine or do something good. But yeah, at the end of the day, mommy, I think that's more important about ingqondo. But I don't know when also like but Bina, I was just highlighting about in the monologue on my perspective.
Thank you. So let us have a conversation with yourself before you go and confront anyone. Make sure that you the first person to confront is yourself, not in a bad way, but would ask yourself, why are you doing the things that you're doing, saying the things that you're saying? Why are you behaving the way you are behaving? I just want to read something that I've just Googled in Baoba and crochet with me, the monologue thing. I'm hoping it will help you. Iti Lana, self-talk in a monologue. Okay, be your own best friend. What if we could change negative self-talk into positive self-talk? Do we have any skills that we can install and practice on us to learn the way to change our inner speech? Good news, is a big yes. Self-talk, also known as an inner speech, inner discourse, or inner monologue. Self-talk is an endless stream that comes as automatic thoughts. Self-talk is very personal, one which may work for an individual or may not work for someone else. And self-talk changes from time to time. Okay, self-talk that motivates you in school days may not motivate you as an adult. Periodically, you need to update your self-talk. It's true. Because what you can say today, sasa akusekona lokho sekufuna wenze into. Khona nento engiyibonile enkho ukuthi as ingqondo it gets familiar. Ungafika endaweni njengoba ngisho ukuthi ngaha upgrade ngaya for gym emabhithi. And the first time ngifika emabhithi is like wow. But manje sengijwayele yabo. It's like I say on into wow man. So sengafuna lengi expose kwenye indawo enye engcono kunemabhida ukuze ingqondo yami yenze njani ibe inspired ibe nalo wow owenzeka ngesikhathi kade ngifika okokuqala. So ingqondo iyajwayela. Please make sure ukuthi you stimulate ingqondo yakho in many ways, even na self talk. You have to update self talk yakho. Okay, self talk is about the processing of daily experiences. The daily experiences that you're experiencing, you need to talk about them inside you and ask yourself questions. Self-talk determines your self-esteem, and the level of your self-esteem decides the way you handle stress in your life. Broadly, there are two types of self-talk: positive self-talk and negative self-talk. Basically, self-talk is any inner dialogue you have with yourself that may be limiting your ability to believe in yourself and your own ability and to reach your potential. It is any thought that diminishes your ability to make positive changes in your life and your confidence in yourself to do so. Like, no one likes me and I'm not good enough. So we discussed that, which those are the things most people say. Abangithandi, angikho good enough. Positive self-talk is the motivational and instructional monologue that increases your self-esteem and drives you to make positive changes in your life. Like, I like me, I am enough, and I'm worthy too. Okay? Right, I think we will leave it at this. But please let us go and edit our self-talks before we can try and confront anybody else. Because if your self-talk is bad, that is how you're going to speak to other people, right? And yeah, so be kind to yourself. Even if you create some affirmations, even if you can listen to some affirmations, ulele, akhona affirmations actually like YouTube, wathathe uwadlale, sekukhona noma YouTube downloader these days, you download that from YouTube and ukubeka eceleni kwakho ukudlale even noma usulele. Your mind will take what you hear, because when you are asleep manje ingqondo yenze nje iba receptive. When you ama waves esishintshile kuthiwa yini konje kuthiwa yini gamma waves or something like that. When you usuku akuyona gamma wave, there is another wave. When usuku leyo wave leyo, where your mind is like a mind of a child, where it accepts everything. We will talk about waves ngesinye isikhathi. When it accepts everything, so yonke lento ozobuyilalela ngaleso sikhathi leso izokwazi ukuthi yenze njani, ingene kwi subconscious mind yakho and form ama behaviors amasha. Let me give you an exercise that changed my life and saved me, because nami bengine negative self talk enzima kabi ngiwumama umfundisi. Can you believe that? Ukuthi bekukhona lezo zinto lezo ezinegative engikhulumayo about myself. It's like, I'm not good enough. Oh, uyabona njena, umyeni wami yena obiziwe, uyena ugcotshiwe, mina I'm not good as him. But iqiniso lokuthi vese we are not competing. I'm not competing with him, but I am who I am. And God expect me to radiate his glory through what he has created me to be. Okay, so do this exercise. First of all, you need to understand what is it that you want to change in Bilunia, or what is it that you want to achieve in your life. And when you're waking up, first 5 minutes, ingqondo yakho isuka kuleyo wave le engisuke ngikhuluma ngayo. Let me check ukuthi ngizoyithola leyo wave lana. Ngivamise ukuba nawo la kwikhompyutha yami. Where are you? Where are you? Okay, ngicela ningibekezelela kancane. Right. Okay, khona ilo u-delta wave, okay? Ama waves anje khona u-beta wave. Beta wave is when somebody is overthinking. It's like your mind is all over. You're thinking about money, food, problems. That is beta wave. And then mase kuba khona u-alpha, kube khona u-theta, kube khona u-delta, mase kuba khona u-gamma. U-gamma is where you are sleeping, okay? Then u-delta nakhona ila theta, ngicabanga ukuthi theta ila kusuke ingqondo yakho iyamukela yonke into i-absorber njenge-sponge. So when you are waking up in the morning, kulo first 5 minutes, ila ingqondo yakho isa in between ukuzela kanye nokuvuka. And that window is very important because ingqondo yakho can absorb most things lapho ngaleso sikhathi. That is why Enko uthi uma uvuka ekuseni ulalela iculo ngaleso sikhathi, iculo lihamba nawe usuku lonke. Because that is where you are. Your mind is like a sponge, just absorbing everything. So let us take advantage of that 5 minutes. When you wake up, maybe sit up in your bed. What meaning when I wake up, I go to the toilet because I don't want to go super bang. Go and have your toilet. And then 5 minutes. What do I do? I just decide, okay, what is it that I want to achieve? Okay, I want to be more organized. I want to be organized and be on time. Let's say this is what we want to do. Then, okay, what does it mean ungabi khona on time and to be disorganized? What pain does that causes you? Think about that pain. Think about when you are late, what does that do to you, how it makes you feel, and make that picture we experience it, and then take that picture and then minimize it. It's like I'm using anybody must not see it on big screen, minimize it and make small and push it to the right. And then bring the picture that you want to see in your mind. Bring the picture that you want to see, and then like you are organized, you are on time, and you blow it out and you make it big and you make it colorful and you feel the emotion. You see, you know what? I feel good when I'm organized and when I am on time, right? And then you have that picture called. But before that, before you create those pictures, I want you to, okay, Nangu, you're sitting up and then you count from hundreds. 100, 99, 98, 97, 96, 95, 94, 93, 92, 91, 80, 81. And then uzuzu yofika ku zero. And then once you get to bala from 100 to zero, and then you see this picture that you don't like, you minimize it, and then you push it to the right, and then you bring the one that you like, and then you broadcast it to yenzibe big screen, and you see it is clear. Ungayenzibe sendaweni, mhlawumbe ungayenzi ukuthi mhlawumbe ngise airport, yenze kube indawo general, like no place, but uyibone the thing that you want to see ngempilo yakho. Yeah, like ungayenzi ibe in a particular place, okay? And then you see that, you make it big and it's colorful, you feel the emotions, this is how I'm going to feel when I'm organized in our own time, and then you experience that, and then do it for 21 days. Do that. It might not be in day or two, it could be different things, but I would say for you, just do one thing that you want to change in your subconscious mind. Do it every day for 21 days. Voila. I'm telling you, you're going to be amazed. I told that to one of the youngsters. Actually, Nani, if I was data Sam, go to use your first 5 minutes wisely. As masafunu was and then one person responded and asked me. And then she came back and wrote to me with, my life has changed drastically. Wapasa, even like the funda corner, was it ngapasa ngamalengi, so I was able to concentrate, and it's like I was in the zone because I did what you told me to do. So if you can do this, please give me feedback. How did it work for you? But for me, it changed my life. It transformed me. It's like I even do it with my kids. But you know what? When I do this, I know I've conquered the day. and the day is going to be what I want it to be. Yes, usuku liyenzeka lingabile into engiyifunayo ngenxa yokuthi I can't control what is outside. But for sure, ngiba in control of me egameni lika Jesu. Yes, sometimes I feel down, John, but it's okay. It's part of life. I don't stress about that anymore. Egameni lika Jesu. Sometimes I'm tired, but I don't stress about that. I keep on doing what I need to do. Noma ngabe kuthiwa ngifila kanjalo. Let's go and work on our self-talk. Another thing, Eiki, meditation. I teach you meditation on Friday. Angilali bazalwane manginifundisa lezi zinto. It worked for me. And meditation, I can't stress it enough. Meditation, meditation. I'm just going to take it to another level, but I cannot take it to another level where le ingaka masterishwa. So sizohlala lana until izibe perfect. What else I'm working on, Ekteni, sizibe no 21 days of meditation. Those who want to join me soon, I'll be announcing a day where we're going to meet in the morning. Ngisazo wake out where there's 4 or 5 in. We all join on Facebook or maybe we Google room and then we just meditate and see after 21 days ukuthi kuzobe kwenzakala. And especially those people who are struggling with negative self-talk, we need to silence that voice and allow the voice of God to be the one that is speaking inside us and give us a direction. Actually, the Holy Spirit is there, but too many people, they quench the Holy Spirit and the other voice is speaking, and we don't want that. Sifuna ukubonakala igeneration esaba uNkulunkulu izalwa noma ivuka kulezi ikhathi zeintsuku zokugcina. So uNkulunkulu anibusise. It's been a joy talking to you. Thank you, Onko, for talking with us. So you post that video yakhe kwabathanda ukubona enkubani lona, the man that is behind ubengekaza kwazi ukuza ngalani, since he's doing the work on the other side. But we are so grateful and the Lord is good. I'm excited about life and I'm saying it is well with my soul. UNkulunkulu anigcine sibonge ke nakade besibambelile before us unoqolo. Sibonge kakhulu Ntombazane yami, sibambele kahle. Anganomyezo ubekhona? Oh, Pastor Myezo uza kusasa. And siyabonga futhi nakumbodla okade sibongelile, sibambelele ekuseni. Then siyazi ukuthi emva kwami kuyezwa Ntombi Yezwi. We just want to say we welcome her. Emva kwamanje ke sizobe sesiyezwini lenkosi. It's been a wonderful day. Tomorrow, I'm not sure noma ngizobe ngikhona, ngithathe njengoba ngangishilo, but we are having a lot of changes. Sizobona ukuthi kwenzakalani egameni lika Jesu. So watch the space, you will see as isubona. And another thing that we want to see fund ukuthi just welcome things as they come. Yabona, we don't predict ukuthi iworthy zobe nje insuku zibe zinje. We never predicted even the coronavirus, but it came. It's just that we need to bring ourselves to a place of resilience where you say, come what may, we are ready to handle whatever that comes to us. Egameni lika Jesu. Love you. See you. Sizophuma ke la ngo Queen of the Palace ethi ngiyayibona, ngiyayizwa, isifikile inkazimulo.